All right, so we heard something about, you know, that hyper-reality and where we may be headed with it. Let's go into our discussion now of American Muslims and what they're saying about life in America. What Muslims said about their place, and again, this is based on survey done by Pew Research. And one of the things they found is that what Muslims said about their place in America, the Pew Research Center staff called back some of the Muslim American respondents in this survey to get additional thoughts on some of the topics that were covered. And here's a sampling of what they said about what it's like to be a Muslim in the United States in 2017. This is what an immigrant Muslim man said. One of the things I noticed as I was going through this survey process as a result of things such as Muslims spying on our own population, electronic monitoring, the Muslim lists, I noticed I was actually self-censoring. I was very nervous about providing the feedback initially. It's one of those underlying subliminal things that just happens because you feel like you're in a constant state of nervousness. It's something that's prevalent across the community. How many of you feel that way? Members of your community spying on members of your community, as this person said about Muslims spying on their own population. A Muslim woman under 30 said, "I don't really feel like I have a lot in common with most Americans. It depends on their upbringing, their race, everything like that. I think that we have a lot of different ideals and we believe a lot of different things. So I do feel a lot different, a sense of not fitting in as much." Here's what a Muslim woman in her 40s said. "What I have in common with most Americans is a dedication to this country. We also have in common our shared humanity." I got to ask you this, ladies and gentlemen. Does that really mean anything to you, shared humanity? And if so, what does it mean to you? Shared humanity. When you think about your relationship with American Muslims, Americans of African descent, technically we're all Americans of African descent, technically, because that's where, based on the preponderance of evidence, all of human life started, in Africa. So technically we're all of African descent, but when you break it on down and you talk about people whose direct descendants may be European, direct descendants may be Asian, Hispanic, etc. When you think about our shared humanity, what does that think about? I mean, what does that mean to you, really? Something, a little, much, nothing. When you think about some of the decisions that many people make when it comes to how we as Americans are impacted by those decisions, where is your heart when it comes to true dedication to the total country, not just a few segments of the population, of the American population, but to the whole nation, to all the segments of this whole country? Dedication to it. This woman, Muslim woman in her 40s, goes on to say that we're all struggling to earn, pay our taxes, and raise our kids. More and more, I'm finding it hard to find common ground with people who don't understand minority communities. The minorities are becoming the majority. And I know that's hard for some people. I feel sympathy for them, empathy as well. But they need to accept this new reality. Ladies and gentlemen, how are we doing when it comes to accepting that new reality? We definitely know that there are a lot of people having a difficult time accepting it. In fact, they're not accepting it. That's part of the reason that so many people are so dedicated to supporting those who make it difficult for people of color to continue to vote and so on. An immigrant Muslim man states that there is so much attention drawn to people being Muslim and symbols of Islam, hijab being one of them. We have to take extra caution scanning our surroundings. Know where we are, who is around, and what kind of thoughts they might hold for Islam, about Islam, or against Islam. Especially When the Muslim ban was introduced the first time around, I literally felt like the persecution had started, because we had read the history of Europe and what happened to the Jewish people in Germany. These little steps lead to bigger issues later on. So we really felt like we were threatened. And again, now, these are American Muslims. American Muslims. Muslims who are American citizens who were made to feel this way by their American president and so many who supported the American president. Fortunately, this immigrant Muslim man goes on to say, the justice system stopped implementation. And later on, people stopped talking about it. And after a while, it seemed like things might be getting better. What do you suppose? What do you think? Do you think things will be getting better? Do you think that the argument will be taken up later on at a later date? Some things die hard, right? People are passionate about their hatreds. Okay. A Muslim man under 30 says, I see some immigrants, and not just Muslims, they could be Latinos too, who don't adapt well to their new country and don't want to be part of American society. They stick with others like themselves because they're afraid and feel strange here. But that's not me. I am completely American, and I feel at home here. When I first came here, I went to high school, and that helped me become more fully American and to adapt to the culture. I feel like I have a lot in common with the people I meet and know here, and I feel completely comfortable here. Think about that for a minute. I feel completely comfortable here. Now, I know that might sound strange. That might be something that may sound really unreal. I feel completely comfortable here. And you're thinking, wow, a Muslim who is an American citizen, true enough, but he's still Muslim, and he feels completely comfortable here. How many fifth generation members of the white community who are staunch racists do you suppose feel completely comfortable living here? Hearts filled with hatred. And their waking moments are filled with thoughts of helping to make life miserable for millions and millions of other people who are not also white racists. How comfortable do you think they're here? Let me tell you something. Now, the reality is, when people have hearts filled with hatred, the people they hate are not the only ones who are uncomfortable. The haters are also uncomfortable with where they live because of who they are on the inside. I spoke a couple of years or so ago about the slave owners and the way they devalued themselves based on how they treated the black slaves. Where are we? If there are any who cannot be fully comfortable, are there any who can be fully comfortable as Americans?